right, Shane, in the Christmas spirit today, as we get to our Cindio question of the day, Twitter question of the day, Cindio HRO brings it to us. Because they're your HR experts in Wichita, you can go to KFH Radio, Sports Daily, whatever you want, get it retweeted, etc. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your participation. So we're going with a Christmas-themed sort of... I liked the question today.
There was at least one, maybe two glaring omissions, but I at least own that the day after every single day. What athlete has the most festive December 25th name in sports? Leaving out the OG, Rakeem Christmas. Okay, I don't want to put his name up there. He'd get 100% of the vote, or should, right? So Rakeem Christmas is not eligible for this particular Cindio Twitter question. What athlete has the most festive December 25th name in sports? Frosty Rucker, Nerlens Noel, John Garland, or Kyle Rudolph? Plenty of other good ones. I had to explain to Jeff from The Drive, who was... voting and tweeting during the drive, and we appreciate that. He didn't get the Garland thing.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
Yeah. It's like
for
a wreath.
For goodness sakes.
It's like a wreath or a festive thing that you hang. It's called a garland or a wreath. You know, I knew he wasn't going to get very many votes, but he deserved to be up there.
So
I didn't know if I was, like, talking over people's heads that they didn't know what a garland was, but or maybe it was just Jeff, but... Sorry, Jeff, didn't mean to call you out, but for those that didn't know, that's what a garland is, and he used to pitch for the White Sox. Now, general last names for this time of the year, of course, Matt Holliday, or a Holliday, Drew Holliday.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But it's specific, but I wanted it to be more specific to Christmas, and so that's why, you know, Frosty the Snowman got mentioned there with Frosty Rucker. Noel, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, Kyle Rudolph, you know. But,
that's all solid.
But instead of John Garland, who's only getting 2% of the vote, I'm sorry, John, if you're listening, just the way it is, could have gone with Holly Rowe, Pete Carroll, Dwayne Bowe. You know what I considered and almost made the list was Tree Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's not bad.
More of the season, but not the holiday. And, of course, I got immediate feedback on Twitter with Scott Frost. It's not just that it's cold outside, okay? It's Christmas time. There's frost in November, too. So that's why a guy like Scott Frost didn't make the list. Here was a really good one, kind of going hand-in-hand with Kyle Rudolph. Darius Slay. Defensive back for the Lions. Not spelled the same, but whatever, right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Darius Slay would have been good. Dwight Dasher used to play quarterback for Middle Tennessee. He didn't quite make the list. Jimmy Clausen, get it? Clausen.
Yeah, okay. That's a little bit of a stretch, but when you put it that way, it's not bad.
There were some write-ins, of course, for David DeJesus. Play off of the name, for example. Caleb Joseph, catcher for the Orioles. Angel Pagan, outfielder for the Giants. Mark Weissman, get it? Former Iowa
running back. Okay, that one I actually kind of like.
I do, too.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. Do we have any frankincense or myrrh?
No, I think that was too much of a stretch.
That we can roll out?
Yeah, for the nativity scene, yeah.
But that's funny. Well, I went with Nerlens Noel, only for the attempt at alliteration.
Yeah.
And Noel, I thought, was, you know, that's pretty solid. But.
Yeah, that's pretty much specific to the Christmas.
You can go
holiday.
A lot of different ways, I guess, on that.
But again, as our Rakeem Christmas was, there are certain people that are, as Jeffrey put it, too on the nose. And that's accurate. He was too on the nose. Plus, he was a tad bit obscure, like didn't have a, you know, recognizable name other than his name because of, you know, his exploits on the court, for example. But all these other guys are pretty good at what they did and good enough that we've heard of them. So there you go. Frosty Rucker, Nerlens Noel, John Garland, Kyle Rudolph. It's a slugfest between Kyle Rudolph and Frosty Rucker, 36% to 35%. 27% like Nerlens Noel, like you. Only 2% of the vote so far from the respondents, John Garland.
Well, okay.
I mean,
not
somebody,
everybody no, jacks right. with the Garland. I mean,
somebody's
got to
finish
so.
Last.
Yeah.
In a play on what you might get in your stocking if you're not good, Cole Beasley, Cole Hamels, Garrett Cole. Bit of a stretch
yeah.
with the Cole part, but
yeah. a little bit.
Bart Starr.
A little bit. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well,
Doug Jolly, former NFL tight end. Johnny Jolly played for the Packers. They didn't quite make the list either.
Well, this just proof positive. You could have done a week long Christmas.
Could have had a tournament, actually.
Yes, you could have had a tournament.
Could have had a 16 team or 16 name bracket tournament. Yeah, probably could have.
Well, there's always next year.
Right. Do you blame always me for leaving year. Out Rakeem Christmas, though? I mean,
no, you got you all because that's. I mean, if you've got a guy named Christmas in it and you're looking for Christmassy names, how the hell does anyone win
right.
over a guy with the name Christmas?
Right. Game over.
Yeah, it's done.
And you know so, me, no, I want votes coming in on every side.
Well, sure.
Now, John Garland
well, then
was
maybe John Garland
probably
is,
a stretch,
you know,
but I don't know.
Well, whatever. And you had three really good ones.
So yeah, three solid ones and one that actually got somebody to
yeah.
question me on what a Garland actually is. So it was a busy Twitter question. Covered
well,
covered
and
a
an and a seemingly enlightened person too.
Well, yeah, and hopefully
I
even
mean,
more
Jeffrey
so.
Knows
hopefully even
his
more
stuff.
So now. Is Garland,
did he really not know what Garland was?
Is that too old school, and now it's more new
it
school
might
to say
be.
To
yeah,
say
that,
wreath?
That it might be. It might be
because the circular green thing that you hang up, most would call
that's
it a wreath.
Wreath.
Yeah,
yeah,
wreath.
That's a wreath. Right
now, what you put on the banister or the stairs,
that's a garland
okay.
because it's it's accentuating or like if you put it on a rail outside with lights.
Yeah.
Or you add to a flower arrangement mm-hmm. or something like that. It's garland.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm at least understanding that a garland is still in the vernacular nowadays.
In fact,
and it's
Sarah,
and it's different than a wreath.
Yeah, we actually went to look for garland one day.
Okay.
I can trump you all on this.
All right. Good.
We were at the store. Oh, I need some garland. Those words were actually uttered in the last couple of weeks in my life.
Definition: a wreath of flowers or leaves hung as a decoration.
Oh, there you go.
That's a garland.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's even stronger then.
All right, Danny okay. Israel coming up. Chiefs Chat, Chiefs Radio Network. Dusty, get him on the horn. Let's crank this up. Hour number two coming up.